afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on in to this week's edition of the Brasserie Media Podcast Spotlight for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Anything going on this week? Anything happening out there this week? Anything notable in the professional wrestling space? I kid, obviously. It's WrestleMania week. It is WrestleMania week. It's been a fun week already. It's only Wednesday. It seems like, man, we've done so much already, and there's still so much more left to go. Glad you're with me here today. This is Spotlight. So we are honing in and focusing on one specific topic, shining the spotlight bright on that topic. And just talking about that. So we're going to leave, you know, WrestleMania previews and thoughts on CM Punk to other shows. And we're just going to focus on something else here in a little bit. However, I want to let you all know that yesterday on the Brass Ring Media Podcast, on our first of two flagship shows during the week, we previewed night one of WrestleMania, almost 2 hours of night one WrestleMania preview, analysis, discussion, debate, predictions. You can check that out right now on the Brass Ring Media YouTube channel. Just become a subscriber there. It's free, of course, and you get access to all of our free content, all of our free shows. And we're live most of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, live right here. So you can check that out. We previewed WrestleMania Night 1 yesterday. Tomorrow on our flagship podcast in the afternoon, we're going to be previewing Night 2. So you'll be able to get your Night 2 preview tomorrow at 3 Eastern right here on the Brass Ring Media YouTube channel. Also yesterday, we had a special edition episode of Nocturnal Knockout. Normally, that is a show on Thursday nights, late night with Robert Vallejos. But Robert decided, hey, I want to analyze and break down the CM Punk interview with Ariel Helwani. So he did that for about 90 minutes, frame by frame from that interview, clipped that up, and really had some good, thoughtful analysis from you guys, too, and your thoughts on that. So you can check that out right now on the channel as well. So busy, busy, busy. It's going to be a busy week. We've got exciting plans for this weekend. I'm going to be in Philadelphia covering WrestleMania live on Saturday and Sunday. I'll be at NXT on Saturday afternoon. I'll be at the Ring of Honor show on Friday. Hopefully some surprises along the way, but we'll have lots of fun updates right here on the Brass Ring Media YouTube channel, so you can check that out. We'll do some written updates, too, on our Substack. You can subscribe there for free for daily written updates and written columns and features and show reviews from our team here at Brass Ring Media. So search Brass Ring Media Substack on Google, in your Google machine, and we'll be the first thing that pops up. Subscribe. We'd love to have you as a subscriber to that. It's free. And then, of course, if you want an extra jolt of Brass Ring Media content, become a Brass Ring Media member. Please, we'd love to have your business. We'd love to earn your business on a week-to-week basis, and we give a lot for the $4 that it costs to become a member. You get full access to our written newsletter, the free articles and the paid articles. You get a free member-only podcast once a week. You get access to all of the PLE and pay-per-view review shows that we do. Also access to our Discord community, which is really fun. All of our members together discussing professional wrestling, discussing life, sports, music, and countless other things. But well worth it. And so give us a shot. This is the time to do it. It's going to be a busy weekend with lots of show reviews. We'll review WrestleMania the day after each event, so you can look forward to that. And then, you know, obviously, lots more coverage this week. And as we finish off the year, or finish off the month, with an AEW pay-per-view as well. So lots of great stuff. And now is a good time to go ahead and do that. $4, patreon.com/brassringmedia. So as far as today goes, I do have the super chats open. If you're listening live, thank you to everybody who is. Hello, Ryan, who's in our live chat right now. Ryan, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for joining us. If you're able to make a contribution to the show with a question or a comment, I certainly appreciate it. And we appreciate it here at Brass Ring Media. It helps us out big time. And I'll make sure to get to all those by the end of our show. Cool. So What are we putting the spotlight on this week? If it's not WrestleMania preview predictions, well, what is it? You know, it's a WrestleMania topic for sure. And I was thinking, like, how do we have a fun little show here and not, you know, step on the other stuff that we have planned as far as what to spotlight? And it got me thinking about WrestleMania and what, you know, WrestleMania means and can mean to wrestling fans, because it's become like more than just a show. I think we all know that at this point. I mean, it used to be one show on Sunday night, and now it's a week-long endeavor with countless shows and indie shows and WWE shows and Hall of Fame, and it's two nights, and you know, it's a whole, it's like a week-long festival, it seems like, when you go to WrestleMania. But even if you don't go to WrestleMania, there's so much stuff you can just kick back and watch and engage with all week long. And I wanted to tap into that, because the more that I thought about it, it's like, since WrestleMania became this type of event, everybody is likely forming traditions around WrestleMania. What do you do? What do you eat? Do you cook? Do you order out? Who gets an invite over to the over to the house? Is it family? Is it friends? Is it nobody? Maybe you just have to sit there, you know, with a six-pack of beer and a bag of chips and just, hey, I'm here on the couch for, you know, two nights straight, 4 hours at a time, just me. I want no distractions. Maybe you have kids and they love WrestleMania, and so there's a tradition as far as that goes. So I wanted to shine the spotlight on WrestleMania traditions, and that is what we're going to be talking about here today. So I encourage you guys. I have some folks that responded on social media today. I'm going to read some of the stuff that they do and some of their traditions, and we can bat those around. And I'd love to hear from you guys too that are watching live. What is your WrestleMania week tradition? Maybe it's not even watching WrestleMania. Maybe it's just, hey, I like the indie shows, and that's it. That's what I like to do. And WrestleMania be damned, and I'm going to get a heavy dose of awesome independent wrestling throughout the weekend. So maybe that's your thing. I will start because I think that I've got, you know, a pretty interesting WrestleMania tradition. So first, up until about, so 10 years ago, man, wow, it's 10 years. So 10 years ago, I met my now wife and mother of my children at WrestleMania 30, in New Orleans. So for me, WrestleMania and like this time of year and that this event kind of holds this different kind of a special place, because, you know, it's where I met my wife, you know, and where that journey started for us together. So it was in New Orleans, the Yes-O-Mania, the yes, Daniel Bryan winning two matches in one night to win the world title. It was that event. So pretty cool event to kind of have as like the background of that memory. And so our tradition now that, you know, I'm working in the industry and, we travel to some of these cities for WrestleMania, is now my wife and I go together to these WrestleMania cities. So last year we were in LA, we did like a 4-day LA weekend, just the two of us. Got away from the kids for a little while. and this year we're heading off to Philly. So that's kind of become our tradition. COVID obviously halted that. Prior to COVID, you know, we did AT&T Stadium for WrestleMania. And then COVID kind of obviously threw that all into a tizzy, if you will. We returned to the scene of the crime. We returned to New Orleans for WrestleMania 34. So my WrestleMania tradition now is very much predicated on that trip. And usually, you know, we do a lot of wrestling stuff, of course. So my wife supports that endeavor and is willing to attend a lot of the wrestling shows throughout the weekend. But we also tried to, you know, build in other parts of our trip as well. Like last year, you know, my wife's a huge Vanderpump Rules fan. So last year in LA, we stayed in West Hollywood and we did all like those Vanderpump restaurants that she wanted to see. Maybe we could catch a glimpse of some of the stars she watches on those shows. We did. It was fun. So we try to add in a little bit of culture of where we're going. This year in Philadelphia, we've got a couple things planned. We've got a nice dinner plan for Friday night and some other kind of things to do during the day on Sunday. So it's fun. It's fun. But that's my kind of post-WrestleMania 30 tradition. Now, the other tradition that I have when I'm not traveling to these events and covering them live and working during them, I used to like have like a pretty ambitious menu when it comes to WrestleMania. So a couple years ago, we did like a special like gumbo meal. I did these, you know, bacon wrapped fillets 1 year on the grill. We did like a roast on the grill one time. Of course, one time we just did like straight up like barbecue, like during, this was during COVID, like the WrestleMania 36 COVID was like event in the heart of COVID was scary for one thing, because it was very much at the beginning of, of COVID-19 and the pandemic. So obviously, you know, there was a lot of wondering what's going to happen and what's going on. So we really went all out for that event. And just cooked up like a big, huge meal on the grill, hot dogs, burgers, chicken. So that's another part of my tradition when we're at home for WrestleMania, is doing that kind of thing and doing that kind of, doing that kind of meal, I guess. I also like to have some interesting beer on hand. I like to crack open a couple cold ones. You guys know me, and kick back and hang out and just relax and, throw back a couple beverages. Certainly we'll do that live inside Lincoln Financial Stadium this upcoming weekend. But yeah, so, you know, it's pretty simple, but I like to travel. I like to go to these cities. I like to go and see the cities that WrestleMania is in conjunction with covering the event the way that we do right here at Brass Ring Media. So I posed this question out on Twitter X this morning, and Blaine responded and said, so his tradition is, and he says here verbatim, he says, so obviously this doesn't happen on the day of, but I watch every WrestleMania in its entirety in order, including the NXT takeovers. I don't add the Stand and Deliver shows from the current era. I love this. That's wild. That's a wild tradition, Blaine. I love it. I think that's a cool tradition to have. And, you know, so my question to those listening live right now is, if you're there and you're willing to comment, you don't need to drop a super chat. Don't feel like you need to drop a super chat on this. I want to hear your thoughts. And if you have, you know, special WrestleMania traditions, don't super chat those either. Just drop them in. I do want to hear from you guys. So Ryan and others, you know, what do you guys pull during WrestleMania? I want to know if anybody else out there has a WrestleMania tradition like Blaine. I mean, watching every WrestleMania, that's 39 WrestleManias right now as of this year. Blaine, so like I'm curious, is when do you start that process? Is it one a day? You know, is it, do you start it like right after WrestleMania so that you have a lot of lead time and you can break it up? I think that's a really fun, It's a really fun tradition. I kind of wish I would have thought of that, because it's pretty cool. I used to make sure to watch they have that documentary, you know, the make, I forget what it's called. It's not called The Making of WrestleMania, but it's the DVD about the creation of WrestleMania. It's long. I mean, it's a long DVD. But I used to watch, make sure to watch that before, before WrestleMania, but that's, but Blaine, that's 2 hours. That is 2 hours in length only. Not 3+ hour WrestleMania events, 39 of them. So bravo to you. Interesting that you bring up NXT TakeOver because, man, you know, you think about, like, I think about back to WrestleMania 32, which was in Dallas. I was there for that, but I didn't see NXT TakeOver that week. I saw it, but I didn't, wasn't there for it. And NXT TakeOver, like, for that era of WrestleMania, so like WrestleMania 32 to 35, I want to say, like, those NXT TakeOvers arguably were better than the WrestleManias. I don't think that, like, WrestleMania 32, WrestleMania 33, 34, and 35 are, like, going to be on anybody's, like, best of WrestleMania list, especially 34 and 35, because they were so damn long. I mean, so long that, like, it's hard. Like, look, like, at 35, remember, Becky Lynch won the big, you know, the main event, the first ever women's main event of WrestleMania. And it was so late that you could barely, like, you know, keep your eyes open at that point. The show's been going on for, I don't know, what felt like 15 hours, right? So a lot of those WrestleManias I remember for those TakeOver shows. And they became, like, synonymous, like a part of WrestleMania weekend. Like, what is now WrestleMania week. So it's funny that you bring up those TakeOvers because they do have a place in history when you talk about, like, the development of WrestleMania, the tradition of WrestleMania, which is what we're talking about right now. Like, they have a place there. They have a place there. And, you know, I remember in 2018, WrestleMania 34, you know, like, working really hard with my now wife to find a place to watch NXT TakeOver. And that was the big Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa street fight. And, you know, so that memory is, like, ingrained in my head more so than WrestleMania 34 itself. Which, you know, yeah, which is telling, I think, about that WrestleMania, but it's true. I mean, it's definitely true. You had those shows outperforming, performing WrestleMania in terms of, like, critical acclaim and good matches. So Blaine, man, awesome. I'm so glad you contributed this. Good luck. If you have more WrestleManias to watch this week, I hope you finish it off and I hope you enjoy WrestleMania 40 as well as Stand and Deliver if you are going to dabble in NXT this weekend. But that's one heck of a tradition. I don't know if I can commit to that, man. I mean, that's a heavy lift. That's a heavy lift, but a good one. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing, Blaine. Appreciate you. All right, let's keep going here and finding some other on Twitter that responded and wanted to talk about their WrestleMania traditions when it comes to WrestleMania week, WrestleMania weekend, and WrestleMania day of. Before I get to our next one here, I want to point out we're giving away a pretty big prize from Brass Ring Media this week up until Saturday. Register to win on Twitter. You can go to our Twitter page, Brass Ring_Media, or you can find it, you know, where I post on Twitter @Zach_Haydorn. It's got instructions on how to enter. It's really easy, really easy. You're going to have to retweet that tweet, follow Brass Ring Media on social on Twitter, and then subscribe to our YouTube channel, which you might already be. If you're not, hit subscribe right now as you're watching. You're already halfway there. But we're giving away a Peacock, an annual Peacock subscription. So one free year of Peacock gets you WrestleMania this weekend for free, gets you all the PLEs up until WrestleMania 41 next year for free on us here at Brass Ring Media. So register, enter to win. We'd love to have as many entrants as possible. Pretty easy to enter, pretty cool prize, super, pretty pumped to do it, pumped to do a cool giveaway. So hopefully you guys all take advantage of that and enter to win right now. Head over to Brass Ring Media on Twitter, BrassRing_media to enter to win. Cool? Cool. All right. So let's, we'll go to Brian. Brian next. Brian says, even though it has not been the same ROH Supercard of Honor has, I misread that already. Sorry, Brian, I butchered your tweet here. Brian says, let me start again. Even though it has not been the same ROH, Supercard of Honor has always been a great primer for Mania weekend. This weekend, there's three women's matches on this week's, on this year's event. It's going to be awesome to see. So this is another element. This is another angle that I wanted to go down. So I'm Brian, I'm glad you brought up this tradition that you have of kind of getting primed up by watching, you know, the ROH show every year. I mean, in that ROH show, man, that it used to be huge. I mean, back when, you know, when Cody was in ROH and the Young Bucks were in ROH and, you know, the, you know, before AEW, really, before AEW, and Kenny was wrestling there, like, that was a huge event. I mean, that would rival, and sometimes that would run on the same night as NXT TakeOver, and it would rival that in terms of, like, deciding what you wanted to do. I mean, I remember that time in New Orleans. It was Kenny Omega against Cody Rhodes. That was the big Supercard of Honor main event. And it was either that or find somewhere to watch Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. And, you know, I think the group that I was with wanted to go to the bar instead to watch that show, which is why, you know, I didn't attend. But my point is that Supercard of Honor and ROH, you know, had a foothold in helping make WrestleMania weekend what it was, what it is now and what it was. Not only that, but now you've got all sorts of independents that just descend on the WrestleMania city. And it's great for professional wrestlers and for fans. Professional wrestlers, because all the shows are right in the same area. There's not a lot of travel back and forth. Some you can hit, you can do one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night if you're ambitious, right? Maybe even more than that. I mean, some of these guys that come out of WrestleMania weekend, you know, report back they've wrestled, you know, 10 matches, you know, over the course of 4 days or 5 days. Less than that sometimes. So it's really interesting to see, like, and that's what I mean. It's become like a convention for professional wrestling, in that you can obviously see WrestleMania and all the WWE stuff that they have going on. They've got the WWE World thing now that's there. That'll be pretty cool to check out, and so much more. But if you just wanted, like, straight up pro wrestling shows, man, you could do that. I mean, there's a Stardom show this weekend. There's a Progress show this weekend. GCW is running the Collective, Bloodsport is going to feature Shayna Baszler, a WWE wrestler, and a host of others. So I know that there's people out there, and we're going to get to one here in a minute, that, you know, yes, they'll watch WrestleMania, but also they make time throughout the week to, you know, check out other things. Check out other wrestling. Check out, you know, who's on the indies. Ryan jumping in the chat right now saying, hey, there's a 1CW show on Friday night. Yeah. Go check it out. Go check it out. I'm sure it's going to be great. And also, like, it's cool because, you know, everybody's excited to watch wrestling that week and that weekend. Like, there's a lot of eyes on the product of independent wrestling that weekend. So all the wrestlers want to deliver. They want to deliver memorable matches. They want to deliver big matches and big houses. Like, it's just a cool environment and a cool tradition. And I think that, like, I mean, you know, WWE, right? I mean, they're, you know, money hungry, even with Vince McMahon gone, they're probably even more money hungry now. Like, you know that they saw all these people kind of, like, hitting up other events throughout the weekend. And we're like, wait a minute. Wait a second here. All these people are coming to these cities, and their tradition is to get there early, enjoy the city, watch other wrestling, do other things before coming to our show. And I think they took a step back and went, wait a minute, we want some of that. We want a piece of that. We want a piece of that pie. Let's do different things. Let's do different kickoff events. Let's do the WWE World. Let's do the WWE fan access that they used to do. And now, you know, it's a week long thing that you can go there and, you know, spend time doing WWE stuff from the moment you get to Philly this weekend. So they've now tapped into, you know, trying to get a slice of the pie as far as catching people there for WrestleMania week. I think, I mean, and that's cool. That's cool. It gives people options. I think it's a fun tradition to tap in. Yeah, Brian, thank you. Cool tradition, man. I will be at Supercard of Honor this Friday night. We'll be there watching the Ring of Honor show, checking that out, kind of checking out the vibe of ROH. Is there still one? And I say that with the utmost respect. Is there an ROH vibe? You know, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, I watched the shows. I'm like three behind right now, trying to catch up. But, you know, I just don't know at this point, like, what that vibe is. It's been a bit since I've been to an ROH show. It's not exactly like a scorching hot product, but usually they deliver on these pay-per-views. So I'm pumped. Ryan, if you're going to be there, my friend, definitely hit me up on the DMs. I would love to shake your hand, buy you a couple beers. It'd be fun to catch up. So definitely let me know. We'll be there. All right, let's keep it going here with some other notes and traditions that people do ahead of WrestleMania or on WrestleMania week. From another person on Twitter, from ACDCSTE22. Remember that. There's a quiz later. He says, or she says, I go to a mate's house and we get some Kraken craft beers and do a barbecue. We've done that for about 10 years now. Man, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, too. Kick it back with friends, like WrestleMania. Make a day of it, right? Make a day of it. Have a party. 10 years? That's like certified. That's certified tradition right there. That is certified tradition for sure. I love that. I love that. That's cool stuff. And yeah, we the barbecue thing works. I don't know what the weather is like where you are from, but in Chicago, you know, late March, early April, it's where like the weather finally starts to turn a little bit and you can get like 2, 3, 4 hours of a day that's, you know, in the 50s, right? And which feels like 90 after a winter here. So it's fine to like go out, be outside, start the grill, throw some beers back out there. And you don't feel like, or maybe, you know, maybe get a fire going and you don't feel like you're going to freeze. So I love that tradition. We do it too. It's one of the things like, as I mentioned, our tradition right now is going to these cities. I'm covering these shows. My wife comes with me. We have like a long weekend with it. It's a blast. I do miss stuff like those barbecues, though, that our Twitter submission is talking about here. It's fun. It's fun to just kick back and do that and celebrate. Maybe have a little wrestling on the background. I know not every single WrestleMania, but maybe some other WrestleMania. So I love this. All right, let's keep it going here. Scrolling. Yeah, so Dave chimed in and says, watching the indie shows is my tradition. He goes, that's a tradition to me. Yeah, that, I mean, and I mentioned that. Didn't I just say that? I just said that. Ha! That watching those indie shows, firing up Fight TV or Triller TV or whatever it is, and just hitting all the GCW events, I mean, that I think, I mean, right now, I mean, what are we going on that? Like 5, 6 years, 7 years maybe of that kind of happening and there being that kind of indie presence at WrestleMania. So like that's like a legit tradition now too for folks. Like that's not like a one and done. You know, I think people look forward to, you know, who's going to be on that Bloodsport show. Joey Janela's Spring Break, which is another show that I considered going to. But, you know, it's ROH just earned it out. I like the matches on that show better. But my point is that, yeah, I think there's a lot of people in Dave's camp. That's at least you know, what my belief. I mean, and that's why they keep doing it. I mean, I think it's a cool, it's a cool thing. It makes it a week long event. And I think that's fun. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Ryan right here on our in our live chat says, my tradition, watching Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Savage from WrestleMania 3. Man, I was wondering if someone was gonna say something like this, where like it's not necessarily Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat from WrestleMania 3, but is there like a match that you watch every year? Like, is it Austin Rock? You know, do you want to see Hulk Hogan, for whatever reason, body slam Andre the Giant from WrestleMania 3? Or maybe it's Bret versus Owen or something like that. Or maybe it's something new. You know, maybe it's like, I want to get ready for Roman Rock or Roman Cody. I'm going to watch last year's Roman Cody. So I think this is cool. This is a good tradition, man. And Ricky Steamboat versus Savage. Oh, boy. I mean, that you can't pick a better one. You can't pick a better one. I interviewed John Finkel, who just released a Randy Savage book, a biography. And that book has a ton in it about that match and about WrestleMania 3 and how meticulous Savage in particular was about crafting that up. So, Ryan, I think you make a good choice. And it's a cool tradition. Like, I bet I could drop this on X right now, or anybody else that's listening in the live chat. Like, is this your tradition? Is there a match that you watch? I don't have that. Maybe I should. If I were to watch one, it'd be Austin versus Rock from WrestleMania 17, by the way. Soon, folks, soon, more to come, but soon, exciting. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. The power of Matt Taven is why you're going to Supercard. I guess so. I don't know why else I'd be going to that, but no, I'm excited. Excited to see. I haven't been to Ring of Honor show in years and years and years and years. So I'm excited to see what it looks like, what it feels like. All right, let's keep going here. We got a couple more that I want to get to as far as WrestleMania traditions. Mark jumps in and says, for the past couple of years, I've gone to Vito and Nick's on the south side of Chicago and gotten a couple bar-baked pizzas to cook at home. Man, see, this, that pizza is good, all right? So if you're from Chicago and you just heard what I said, make that your WrestleMania tradition. You won't be sorry. You won't be sorry, I promise. It's good pizza, and that is a good tradition. It's special, right? Not something that you're doing every single year or every single day, excuse me. Like, it's not a weekly thing where, like, you have that kind of pizza. It's special. It's special. It's like, here's an example, but not a great example. My friends and I have a fantasy football draft, and every year we get pizza from a certain place. I don't have that pizza any other time. So when fantasy football comes around, get a little extra excited. Tradition is special pizza. Mark, I love this. I love that. I love that, man. Great to hear from you. Thank you for contributing, man. It's fun to hear your tradition there, and that's a good one. Keeping it going. Andy, we'll finish off with Andy here. Andy says, it's on in the morning my time, so I get together with a couple of friends. We're going to go through lots of coffee and muffins. With the matches Cody's in, I'm guaranteed to go through a pack of cigarettes during the show. Hey, man, what can we do to help you quit? Anything? We're in. The Brass Ring Media community is in to help you if you want. Just throw it out there. No, I love the tradition, man. I mean, yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing to remember here is the WrestleMania is worldwide, right? A worldwide event. And so you have people from all over the place tuning in at different times throughout the day. So, yeah, I could totally see if I were like watching WrestleMania in the morning, man, like it'd be like mimosas, it would be Bloody Marys, it'd be some, like, you know, I don't know, some kind of like breakfast of some kind, like egg, maybe like specialty egg sandwiches with like special bacon, something to that end would be kind of where I would go in the morning. But I love it. We're going through, this is quote, we're going through lots of coffee and muffins. So there you go. I love that, Andy. That's good stuff. Zahn, thanks for joining us live. It's not lonely. I mean, I got everybody here. I got everybody here hanging out. So I'm never lonely on this show. I'm never lonely on the show. And it's called Spotlight anyway. So it's like, see the spotlight there? It's like beaming right on me. But thank you for joining us, Zahn. There we go. Steak and pancakes for Zahn. Is that it at all times of the day, Zahn? Or are you saying that would be your tradition if you were watching in the morning? Or is this your tradition currently? Because if it's not your tradition currently, drop in there what is, in terms of menu, drinks, activities, friends, family, etc. Man, one time, now I'm really going. One time for WrestleMania, I think it was WrestleMania 33, because we didn't travel. I want to say that was in like Orlando, I think. And we didn't travel to that one. And because we didn't travel to that one again, Ryan distracted me. Because we didn't travel to that WrestleMania, we ordered like we had friends over, we had some family over. We ordered like a huge Qdoba is a fast food burrito place in Chicago, chain restaurant. And we ordered like just a whole like catering spread of that. And everybody just all throughout the evening was like making burritos, making tacos, and, you know, having a good time that way. So that's a memory for me too. I can't believe I forgot about that. Zahn jumping in with his actual tradition. He has the steak and pancakes in the morning and then pizza and a nice cocktail during the show at night. I love that, Zahn. Good stuff. What's the cocktail? What's your cocktail of choice? Is it a mixed drink of some kind? Or like, are we talking, you know, martinis here or like an old fashioned? Like what are we talking about in terms of your cocktail of choice? Because I'm a beer guy at WrestleMania. That's my last year at WrestleMania, man. Whew, it was awesome. They had Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA on tap. On freaking tap inside of SoFi Stadium. I mean, like, you know, things got a little blurry. Just kidding. But that beer is good, though. If you haven't tried it, chef's kiss. Thank you, Zahn. Ryan says, I love this tradition. I absolutely love this tradition. He says, new mania tradition, reading Stunning, The Artistry of Steve Austin. That's the title of my book. It's coming out soon, guys. Everybody who pre-ordered it going to get their copy very soon, and it'll be up for sale again wherever you get your books soon too. So I'm excited for you to read it. I'm excited for you guys to have it. I'm nervous as well, but it sure will be fun. So thanks, Ryan. I'm glad that's your new tradition. I'll expect book reports every single year on new things, new takeaways that you get. Every time you read that thing. All right, folks, there you have it. Thanks so much for tuning in. WrestleMania traditions. We may circle back on this. I may want to circle back on this after WrestleMania and go, hey, what did you do? Did you change your tradition at all? Drop me a line on Twitter at @Zach_Hayord is right there. I'd love to know. Send pictures of kind of how you're spending your WrestleMania day or your WrestleMania weekend. What are you drinking? What's the menu looking like? I would love to see that, get that, tweet that out, and kind of have a cool thread out there of WrestleMania traditions across the world as you're watching the big show. So drop me that line. I would love to see those pictures. That'd be really fun. Zahn, Crown Royal, and Sprite. Can't argue with that, my friend. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, you guys. Have a good rest of your day. As far as the rest of the week goes, keep it locked right here to Brass Ring Media. We've got all sorts of cool content on the horizon, all right, on YouTube, right here on the YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed already, subscribe. You'll be glad that you did. Hit the notification button so you know when a new video drops. Tomorrow, 3 Eastern, right here, Tyler Sage and I on the flagship show, we will preview night 2 of WrestleMania. We previewed night 1 yesterday. It's already up on the channel, so you can check that out if you've missed it and you want to circle back. You can also get all of our shows as podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Download them as audio shows and just listen to them whenever you want, on the go, in the car, at work, wherever. You can get those. So tomorrow, 3 Eastern, we'll preview WrestleMania Night 2. Tomorrow night, Nocturnal Knockout with Robert Vallejos. He's got some special WrestleMania content planned. That is at 10 Eastern. So you can check that out with him. It's a very much a kind of sports talk oriented show and way to present pro wrestling analysis the way we do it here at Wrestling Media. So you're not going to want to miss that. On Friday, I will have a review of Supercard of Honor, the Ring of Honor show. Same thing on Saturday with NXT. On Saturday night after WrestleMania, Robert Vallejos will be live right here on our YouTube channel with a post show. And then on Sunday before WrestleMania, Robert will be live right here with pre-show as well. So you're not going to want to miss these shows. They're going to be really great. They're going to be really informative. Smart analysis and discussion with all of you on pro wrestling and on WrestleMania, the way we do it here at Wrestling Media. So a heavy, heavy dose coming. Subscribe to the channel. You'll be happy that you did. If you want more written content, we'll have written work all week as long as well, leading up to and through WrestleMania. We have a Substack newsletter, daily updates. Find us, Wrestling Media Substack. It's free to subscribe to that. If you want to help us out and become a member and get a full dose of Brass Ring Media content, you can do that on Patreon. Patreon.com/BrassRingMedia. $4 is the monthly membership fee, and you get access to everything. All of our written work, all of our podcasts, a free member podcast once a week, all of our PLE review shows, including WrestleMania this weekend. Same thing with AEW and some New Japan shows. Everything, all the PLEs we cover and all the pay-per-views we cover for our members, $4. $4, we'd love to earn your business. Give us a shot, and we'll make sure that we do. Cool? Thank you all so much to Zahn and to Ryan and to Andy and to Mark and to Dave and to, let's see, who else? Who am I missing here? I don't want to miss it. And to Blaine, who's watching WrestleMania right now. Thank you for your contributions. It's fun to talk about this. It's fun to kind of have a more, you know, kind of human side to WrestleMania. Like, what do you do? And so I'm glad we were able to do it. Thank you. We'll catch you guys all very, very soon. See you.